warm weather. Maybe we want something cool to eat. We got some help this morning from Chef Jamie Gwynn. She's the syndicated radio host, celebrity chef, and cookbook author as well. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about some of the things we can I was going to say cook up, but I always wonder how you cook up with things without of the cool area, with the frozen and refrigerated areas. A lot of times there's things that we just sort of heat up at that particular point. But take us through some recipes this morning, if you will.
You got it. Actually, there's lots of good things to whip up because June is Dairy Month. And the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association has lots of inspiration. I'm sharing recipes that will make you a culinary hero, no doubt. And I love what you mentioned, Bruce, because the dairy aisle is the coolest aisle of the store, but it's really evolved over the years. And if you haven't perused it lately, there is crazy, fabulous innovation, dairy and dairy-free options. I mean, adapting to a lifestyle change, the food trends, even dietary needs are all addressed today. So here's my first recipe inspiration. Did you know that you can blend Greek yogurt, you know, what you love for breakfast, with frozen fruit in your food processor, a little bit of sugar or a sugar substitute, and you get homemade tart frozen yogurt in less than 2 minutes?
I'm working it through in my head right now when I'm writing it down. That's only like three steps. That seems very easy for the most part.
Exactly. Three ingredients, and it's a what I call a dump recipe, right? Everything goes into your food processor. How about this? I have a one-ingredient wonder for you. You can make your own cheese crisps using a variety of shredded cheeses. So I used shredded cheddar to make my cheese crisps. They're about 2 inches round. You bake them in the oven. When you take them out and cool them, they crisp up, and they are a totally carb-free crouton, essentially. I like to snack on them. I put them on a cheese board. I've been known to crumble them into a salad. They are absolutely delicious. And again, one ingredient, not so bad, right?
Not too bad. But is there a difference between the cheese that's pre-shredded and a block of cheese that I shred myself? Is there a difference in how it'll come up together?
It's a great question. And no, you can do the cheese crisps with whatever you choose, right? Whether it's a block or you can buy the shredded cheese, which I do. And it's a simple go-to one-two punch, you know, right down on a baking sheet. You can even do it in a saute pan on top of the stove. And what I do is I put the shredded cheese in a big circle in the saute pan. And over medium heat, when it starts to bubble, break an egg on top and cover the pan with a lid, and you have the most delectable breakfast ever.
That sounds good. We're talking to Chef Jamie Gwynn. I have a problem sometimes when I use my phone for looking up for recipes. I get distracted, and then my recipe suddenly is like turning brown, burning, and I'm thinking, I just missed my opportunity. So you got to be fully mind, you know, pay attention when you're cooking and making anything to focus totally on that, I suppose.
That's true, but these are simple, easy recipes, so they're really very doable. How about a three-ingredient dairy-free chocolate pudding? I have so many friends that eat dairy-free, and the dairy aisle is more than just dairy, right? The dairy-free options like almond milk and oat milk and soy milk today are amazing. I make a dairy-free chocolate pudding using almond milk, marshmallows, and cocoa powder. And it is so rich and so chocolatey. It's absolutely delicious. And seeing that it is Dairy Month, there are some great deals going on at your local grocery store. So now's the time to check out what's new, to see that innovation.
And it's one of those things, too, that you could always add different things. I know the difference between sort of regular yogurt and the Greek yogurt, what is just more of the thickness, the body that goes into it?
Yeah, and the flavor as well. It's got lots of wonderful nutritional benefit, but it tends to be a little bit tartar as well, and I love that tart flavor. And, you know, you can get Greek yogurt in a multitude of flavors today, so whatever your favorite flavor is. For the tart frozen yogurt that I mentioned, I use either plain or the vanilla. It's especially delicious, but it is truly good for you and tastes so good.
Now, Jamie, like you said, a lot of these recipes, very simple. The cheese crisps, even just one ingredient involved there. But even so, people like myself, I struggle with confidence sometimes in the kitchen when assembling different recipes. So what would you have to say to someone who maybe lacks confidence to even do a simple recipe such as the ones here?
You know, I do have to say, practice makes perfect, especially when you're cooking. So, you know, when you invite friends over for a backyard barbecue this summer, that is probably not the best time to try a recipe for the first time. I say test it, you know, on a Wednesday night. And then when you're planning to make your menu for the weekend, you've mastered that recipe already. And I think start simply. Like, the recipes that I'm sharing with you are 2-3 ingredients at most. How about a one ingredient or two ingredient wonder? This will make you a culinary hero. Start here. So you can make a homemade herb butter by blending softened butter with your favorite herbs, or chopped garlic, or you can even add honey and cinnamon and then top a waffle. So delicious. And all you do is blend the butter with the flavor enhancers, those other ingredients, and you roll it into a log and you refrigerate it. And then you slice it. And that's a no cook, right? You top corn on the cob or a grilled steak or warm bread. And it's super simple, but it's so impressive. And I guarantee you will be a culinary hero.
You're just repurposing butter with something fancy in it. They don't even have, that's amazing the way you can do something like that. And then,
yeah, exactly. And by the way, that qualifies as cooking.
Okay,
I'll take it.
I'll take that as well. Chef and cookbook author Jamie Gwynn joining us this morning with a lot of good recipes and very simple things to do. A lot of times what happens during this time of the year, people don't really want to heat up the kitchen too much. So get some simple things and also some of those that people will try. If people want to find out some more of the recipes or get some details on some more of this, where's a good place to get some?
Definitely. So the recipes that I shared with you, tips and inspiration, all found at easyhomemeals.com. And in celebration of June Dairy Month, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes, $10,000 in supermarket gift cards. So you want to be sure to enter to win. It's easyhomemeals.com. And thank you for having me. I hope you both cook up a storm this summer.
Thanks very much, Jamie. Appreciate your time. Thank you.